Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos, learning Klal Yudalit, and we learned the Siman Zayin, where the Chayadim talks about the concept of extracting the liquid through the process of sucking it out of the fruit. So this is relevant in three categories. One is Zaysim and Anovim, where there is a concept of Schita Deraiso, squeezing out of grapes and out of olives. The second is by sharp hairs, and the third is the kvashim and shlokas type of concept, or over here, the idea of wine, which is absorbed into bread. So we said that there are various different heterim, why it should be mutter. And they're based on the fact that it doesn't convert from being a oichal originally into a mashka when it's extracted through the process of sucking. That's the heterim. So it stands to reason that those will not work. We're discussing the case of sucking a liquid, which is already a liquid, coming out of the, where it's absorbed into something else, kvashim shlokas, in the case of the pas, or the basar, which has water in it. You cooked it in water and absorbed the water. The bread, which absorbed wine, where it already has a status of a mashka going in. So according to the opinion that it does not lose the status of a mashka, so there should be no difference how one extracts it. It's still going to be considered an act of taking a mashka out of a salad. It is going to be a form of dosh. So the heter is based on that when it's extracted through the process of sucking, it's not considered, it does not convert into a mashka. But here it does not need to convert into a mashka. So this will go back to the two opinions that the Chayadim introduced in Siman Hey. Do we look at the liquid which is absorbed into the salad, the kvashim absorb the liquid, or the shlokas absorb the liquid, or in this case, the meat which absorbed the gravy, and the bread which absorbs the wine? Do we look at the wine? Do we look at the iron which is absorbed as it becomes part of the food, and therefore there is a new process of converting it into a mashka, and the heter of sucking would apply? Or do we say it never lost its status of a mashka, and therefore the heter of sucking will not apply? So the Chayadim is a machmer. He says, "V'os afilo limsos b'fiv yesh oisim michashash yisod araiso medina kama b'simen hay." Says the Chayadim, explains that sucking it out b'fiv, in these scenarios, you're dealing with a chashash of an yisod araiso. According to that argument, the heter wouldn't apply. And we deal with it like we said before in simen hay. So he's machmir by anovim and zaysim that we one should be machmir, and by other things one can be mekel. Now, the other things, the other fruits, that definitely is going to be true, and this is the hakro of the mishpura as well, that by the that sucking the liquid out of grapes or olives, where you're dealing with a mashka deraisa situation, we should not rely on this heter. But sucking from other fruits is going to be mutter. And Mishabura does point out, and as quoted in the Piskei Mishabura, that this is all talking about a case where a person is holding the grape or the olive outside of their mouth and sucking it out with their mouth. But if they put it inside of their mouth and they want to then, inside of their mouth, they want to suck on it, that's going to be mutter. That's going to be mutter even by Zaysim and Anovim. Now, with regards to the heter, does this heter apply to Shari Devorim by the case of the Pas, which is Shor B'Yayin? So the Chayonim seems to read that he's going to matter that case. We need to clarify that point. The Magen Avraham raises another heter. Why the Shemi Mutter is based on the fact that it's called Derech Achila. And we find by certain malachas that Derech Achila is matter the malacha. So does the heter of Derech Achila apply to the malacha of Dosh and its told the form of Schita? So let's clarify this concept of this heter of Derech Achila, what exactly that means. And there are two approaches how to understand it. the case where you find the Heter of Derech Achila explicitly is by the Malacha of Barer. And we have not learned Barer yet, this will be a prelude into the Malacha of Barer. So let's leave that for the next year. We'll give a prelude into the Malacha of Barer. And from that, we'll come back, eventually circle back to the Malacha of Dosh. Have a good day.